Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's really sad to see people make assessments of me because of their, you know, they're idiots. You know, I don't want the ignorant people around me. Especially if they don't know what they're talking about and they base it on their assumptions that are not based on the reality of the situation. For instance, I play video games once in a while. I don't play, like, every day, but I think everybody should play video games, whatever it is, regardless of age. But people will say, oh, you're playing video games, and how old are you? You're an adult, so something must be wrong with me, or I got some mental problem or something. I mean, that's ignorant. I don't deal with people like that. Of course, it had to be moderation. Or, you know, everybody has their own way of dealing with things. The truth of the matter is that people stay young and not act their ages or act older than they are, then they tend to live longer and happier. If I'm my age and I want to live like I'm 60, then, you know, they say people who live like that don't live as long as people who are 50 and act like they're 35, as long as it's moderation and positive. So, that's all I need to say, you know. Just like when people think that I like rock music, and rock music means I have a mental problem a long time ago. In my neighborhood in upstate New York, I thought they were so ignorant, because all they listened to was softer music. They didn't listen to rock and roll music. And rock and roll music is R&B. There's millions of people. Nothing wrong with playing rock music, and they think heavy metal is, you got a mental problem, or you're satanic, and that's not true. We have to be careful about these people who may generalize, make ignorant statements. They're ignorant. You don't want to deal with an ignorant person, because ignorance, when people believe in ignorant stuff, it can be dangerous, because they take it and they... That's why people discriminate against black people or people of different types, because of ignorance. You know, the stereotype. Should I mention, we should not base it on falsehoods, or, you know, experts would tell you in the field of psychology or science, and just basic common sense to understand. I dealt with people who do things that I simply don't understand. Like, they're talking about something that happened long, long time ago, and I'm like, what happened when I was, 20 or 50 or 100 years or whatever, has nothing to do with what's now. If I'm an adult, has nothing to do with when I was a child, unless it's concurrent. There are things that are connected based on science, you know, like child abuse. Does have a correlation with people struggling later in life with relationships, employment, and so on, and trying to find themselves. And that is true. That is correlation there through science. But we don't go and make assumptions. And people, the problem is that people generally, by, I guess, genetic inference, are used to how they grew up with, or used to what they've seen in their background or whatever, and the life that we live we're supposed to transcend that. Find our own identity and be wiser in learning about differences, diversity. Because everybody's life is totally different from one another. We should not judge. Like, I'm living in Southern California, you know, I came out here to be an artist, and I'm pretty much living with people. Southern California. I'm not thinking about what happened in Western New York, because Western New York, I don't live there no more. I haven't been there in a long time. Of course, I might live there, but till then, I'm not thinking about that. So that is the situation as it is. That's crazy. Ignorance breeds ignorance. People judge me by the way my clothes and think something is wrong with me. They are ignorant. Some people think that because, you know, I was laid off or whatever, and something's wrong with me, and I have a degree in life. There's lots of people like that, and that has happened. Life is filled with a variety of things that we simply don't understand, but reality-wise, it happens all the time. Another thing is about the ignorance is connected to people trying to mind their business. People who don't mind their business simply got some mental problem or something wrong with them. And we can't judge a book by its cover. And we cannot compare others because we all are different in our own way. I don't want to think about what happened when I was a teenager, 13, because that has nothing to do with me as an adult. That's not even what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about just trying to live. Anybody who I was with a child, I probably don't know them hardly anymore or at all, simply because, you know, we grow and we move on. There's no comparison. But the thing is about people judging me, like video games or, I mean, I have education, I should have this and that. They're putting this whole facade of judgment and projection that has nothing to do with reality. Their own inferences that are not, they're comparing and they base it on facts that has nothing to do with reality, but their own biases and ignorance in dealing with other people. You're going to find lots of different people in this society who act and think differently. It doesn't mean that they're crazy. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It just means that people are just not educated enough to understand reality is diversity. We are not going to be basing it on somebody's life, comparing it to others, or basing it on something that has nothing to do with the truth. I suggest people get the information straight. Learn about things before they make judgments, because judgments based on ignorance has caused so much atrocities, including prejudices and so on. Like, I was judged because of the way I look, you know, my size, that I must be a football player. I am not interested in football. Just because I'm heavyset doesn't mean I'm going to be a football player. That's ignorance. Of course, there's a lot of heavyset football players. Don't look at a person's outside or their skin color or their personality and make an assessment unless you know your facts first and realize that people are different from one another. They could be a totally different on the inside. That's why I was like, I don't go out there, someone looks good, and I want to be with them and be with them. No, that person, if I don't know them, what the hell's, you know, I have to be careful. Because then people can look photogenically beautiful and could be a total psychopath. And you would not want to be around somebody like that. You have to judge people by who they are on the inside and out. But people do that anyway. They're ignorant. They are there. Or if they ain't ignorant, then they lack of education on dealing with culture diversity. They need to realize that they need to look at people on the outside and be careful. Like, I can't go up to every stranger and think I'm going to be friends with them. You know, with strangers, you'd be polite, but it's wrong to say, oh, I see someone I like and I don't even know them, so I'm going to go up to them and try to be with them and follow them around. Crazy. Because, well, if you don't know somebody and you're going up to you, that doesn't make sense. Maybe perhaps that's insanity. We have to be careful of strangers, because there's many people who came across strangers and lost their lives simply because they just look good or look like somebody nice and turn out to be a psychopath. So we have to learn, be careful. You know, but ignorance happens in a lot of forms or another. But those people, doesn't mean that ignorance, just that they're misguided. These people perhaps are misguided to understanding about people. So that's how I leave it there. Don't judge, because everybody's pretty much have their own likes and dislikes. And we're more alike than we're different. There's so much variety in life. And the last thing, life is too short to be talking about all that stuff, because, you know, some people don't live as long. Through cancer, through just misfortune and life, how long we live, we have to appreciate it and try to be kind to one another, but respect others. If it's a stranger, yeah, boundaries, you know, get to know them, whatever. If not, move on, find someone else. But ignorance is based on facts that are not based on reality. be careful what we say. If someone looks, what we perceive as look crazy because they wear something, or someone is playing video game, whatever, do not think that's not crazy or there's not nothing wrong with them. It's just assumption that's ignorance. Just like with religion, just like with judgments on people's lifestyle or sizes and so on. It's all shapes and sizes and different personalities. And, you know, and one thing about what ignorant people do, in my opinion, is that they don't know how to mind their business. So that is another correlation. Don't make judgments on something that you don't understand. Think and learn before we act. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.